This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin on Monday dismissed fears Russia's historically restive North Caucasus region is facing a wave of violence after a series of coordinated weekend attacks on churches, synagogues, and police killed at least 20 in the southern Dagestan region. The attacks on Sunday came just 3 months after Islamic State group fighters killed more than 140 in a Moscow concert hall, the deadliest attack on Russia for almost 20 years, raising fresh questions about security in Russia. The European Union opens formal accession talks with Ukraine on Tuesday after Kyiv's decade-long effort to join the organization. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The launch of talks, though largely ceremonial, is an important step for a nation that has spilled blood and pushed through the reforms required in its pursuit of EU membership. Ukraine filed its request to join the EU days after Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. It sees membership as validation of its fight to embrace European values. Ukraine cleared initial hurdles to accession in December by showing progress in fighting corruption and rebuilding its judiciary, among other areas the EU considers fundamental. The negotiations with the EU are expected to take years to conclude.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Germany's extremely concerned about rising violence on Israel's border with Lebanon and the growing risk of a full-blown regional conflict, Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said on a visit to the region on Monday.
Together with our partners, we are working hard on finding solutions that can prevent more suffering. The risk of an unintended escalation and of all-out war is